Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live this 20th day of April, 2007, third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex is on the line with us, as well as Matt Kazee. We'll also have a guest on talking about this truck out here in just a bit, and then we'll go to your call, so please hang with us at 800-259-9231. We still have a ton of information to go through, including some breaking news, some new revelations on what Ismail might have meant, and we've got a lot of information to depart for you on that as well. Going back to Alex Jones, Alex, it's great that you have listeners of Virginia Tech, and I have listeners there, and in fact, one sent me the emails, the series of emails that they got on the ground there, so we were able to kind of decode exactly what the timelines really were here. So they've been a real asset to us, Alex, over there.
Absolutely. Day one, Matt sent me those back on Monday, and we've had a lot of listeners. The network itself does, and my show right there at Virginia Tech. And listen, I'm going to get off the line here, because I know you have another guest coming up. Maybe you can push her back. I know I set her up, but maybe 5-10 minutes, because this is so important right now to debrief Matt. Matt, Paul Watson's listening right now. Explain to him what you heard about the feds ordering the stand down. Any other facets, the people running, I'm a student, I have rights, no, help me. I have videotape this at Marine Corps concentration camp drills. It's in Police State 2000. I've also taken 35 millimeter photos. That was Urban Warrior 99. Folks, I'm telling you, they ran the black op. All the indicators are out of that Marine Corps ROTC. And, of course, the cops and, of course, everyone have been told, let them do whatever they want. In fact, Matt, a few days ago, you called me on Wednesday, remember, and you said that you walked up to the police and you said, look at this, what are they doing? And he just said, oh, they're just having fun. Or what did you say exactly?
I've actually got video of that, Alex. And he said, oh, well, if it's the Marine Corps, they've got it under control. They're probably just horsing around. At which point I said, horsing around? I know they weren't horsing around. And, I mean, what a great day to
okay,
horse around.
Okay, Matt, you've got it. Is that video up yet?
I believe it is posted at thetruthmovement.net.
Okay, yeah. Paul Watson told me he's seen video of you too giving testimony. See, because I'm supposed to be on vacation, I'm really working the whole time. Supposedly, you know, you're giving your video testimony about the federal stand down. That is huge. Bottom line, here's the headline. We've got to get it out to everybody: emergency workers / feds ordered Virginia Tech stand down. Marines engage in bizarre black ops. You know, bizarre activities. Shooter in Marine uniform. They need to be in that Marine Corps facility ripping that place apart, but they won't. I'm telling you, it's coming out of that Marine Corps base, guaranteed. Just like, remember Charles Whitman, the Marine, and I've done studies on him out of Austin, Texas. I have family that knew him. Total black ops. He gets out of the Marine Corps, goes into black ops, goes crazy and starts shooting everybody. They pass national gun control laws. I am sick of the brainwashing and the mind control going on inside the military. Back in the 50s, it was the Marines with the CIA that pioneered drugging and brainwashing. I mean, Jack, this is looking bad, isn't it?
I mean, I think it's undeniable, and, you know, we've gotten certainly a lot of heat because, of course, you know, everything we report is a conspiracy. Well, that's what we do. We investigate the things here on this network that don't add up, and that's why we talk about these things, because there are conspiracies. Conspiracies do exist. There are black ops. There is psychological operations going forward throughout the world. There's a history of this, and we've got to point it out. So, yes, the things we point out are conspiracies. That's what we focus on, Alex.
Folks, just support our operation and what we're doing. Go to the website, get the films, get the books, get the materials at Infowars.com. I'm going to get out of here, Jack, but Matt, let's push that guest back 10 minutes. I know she's very important, the trucking rally,
yes,
to meet the Mexican.
We'll try to do that, and Matt, if you can hang on as well.
I will.
And I guess I'll be back in for you on Monday. Alex, I hope you get some rest. This is a hard time to take
a vacation. I've got to go do some business, but I'll be back on Tuesday. God bless you guys.
Thank you for joining us. We'll come back with Matt Kazee, and then we'll also be joined by our guest here very shortly talking about the truck out. We'll go back to more information, and we'll take your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We just backed up Wanda Piety, another segment, and we'll be talking about the truck out, the big labor protests. That's right, to protest the coming North American Union and the Trans-Texas Corridor. As well as the North American corridor, everything that goes with it. So we'll talk to Wanda here in just a few minutes. Right now we've got Matt Kazee on the phone, and we'll also take some of your calls. Matt, did you want to? I'd like you to put out your website because you do good work as well, and I think you should get credit for that. If you could tell people where to find you.
Sure. It's thetruthmovement.net. Thetruthmovement.net.
And then if you could repeat for us what you said off the air about ROTC being armed, potentially stopping this event from going forward and happening, and then again the logistics of the bomb threat prior, and then of course this shooting just then thereafter. If you could run that down for us.
Absolutely. Well, Virginia Tech is a quasi-military school anyway. I mean, there is a large presence of ROTC, and I happen to know a lot of these kids, and I can assure you that if ROTC had allowed to be armed with concealed carry permits, they would have stopped this thing in a few minutes. I can assure you that the local police were on top of this, and they got sent on a wild goose chase from building to building. That's why they keep showing that cop running, that big cop running, you know, across the campus. It's because these people didn't know where it was until the last shot started firing, because they were getting reports of bomb threats in various buildings, and they were running from building to building. And then whoever it was that accepted that order to hold up until SWAT is really at fault. Now, I don't know if that was the president of the school or not. The last thing I heard is that it might have been the police chief of Blacksburg. I cannot confirm that either. But I do know one thing for sure. The local police are upset that they weren't able to finish this thing off. And the professors who had spoken out about being, they wanted to protect their students and themselves after the Morva killings the first day of school. So I'm sure those professors are pretty upset, too. I'm very glad that an EMT person called Alex. I don't know if it's the same one that I talked to, but I'd say that there are several who know about this, and there are several who will come forward. The bomb threat started Monday before the Friday the 13th. There were bomb threats that day. A lot of the police showed up. Friday the 13th, they had the biggest bomb threats, and the entire SWAT showed up. They stayed for 8 hours. These bomb threats happened at the three buildings surrounding where this final shootdown happened, and they had cleared the entire area and had gone through every one of those buildings on Friday.
I mean, common sense would tell us, number one, they know where this shooter might be heading. Again, getting these early bomb threats, this is an early indicator, maybe a potentially even prior knowledge. But, I mean, even after all of that, and you guys had a shooting the month before, I mean, why, and you made this point earlier, why just assume the best? Why just assume that this is a domestic shooting and everything's handled and don't take any precautionary measures when everything told you that to expect the worst? And this, of course, again, is police procedure. Always plan for the worst. Worst, and they did not do that, and I think that's extremely damning, Matt.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, even if it was a domestic dispute killing, it
yes.
was inside a dorm room. You have to understand something. Will Morva shot that cop the next morning on the Huckleberry Trail miles away, and they canceled classes. They cleared buildings instantly. Now, it just did not happen here. They were trying to keep it quiet. Now, the last thing I heard was that the president may have been out of his office and they couldn't get a hold of him, and it was a local police taking a federal order to maybe hold off so that there wouldn't be mass panic. That's ridiculous. I can assure you, when the loudspeakers went off at 9:50, there was mass panic.
Yeah, and even when the second round or third round of emails went out.
Yes. Oh, you could hear the gunshots all over town.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted, if you would, Matt. Any new information you come up with, when you come up with it, call in either to this show or to my show, and we'd love to, you know, have you. In fact, I'm really proud of you for staying on top of this and having the information, getting the information you do, being on the ground. It's an important piece of the puzzle. Stay safe, okay, buddy?
All right. Take care, Jack.
Appreciate the call. Let's just go right to the phones. We have a few minutes left in this segment, and we'll put our ear to the ground. I'll go to Irene in Minnesota, who's been holding for quite some time. Irene, did you want to comment on the VTEC shooting, or did you want to bring up something else? You're on the air.
Hi. Actually, somewhat related to the VTEC shootings is about an hour and a half ago, I had to go pick my daughter up from her middle school because there was a bomb threat there.
Unbelievable. We just reported at the top of the show that upwards to 30 schools were closed in Northern California, also due to shooting threats and bomb threats. We had, of course, this happened right here in Austin, Texas, with St. Edwards. And you're saying that your school in Minnesota was closed under bomb threats as well?
Yeah, well, they my daughter said that they had announced that all the kids needed to go to the gym. They were going to all students and teachers needed to go to the gym. And they locked down the kids in the gym. They pulled down all the metal shutters because they've got a lot of windows there. And, I mean...
Can you tell us what the school was? Are you allowed to mention their name?
It's a middle school. It's Pioneer Middle School.
Pioneer Middle School. Were you allowed to come and pick up your child? Were you alerted to this? And what?
Yeah.
So you were allowed?
Yeah. She actually called us from a friend's cell phone when she was in the gym to let us know what was going on. Evidently, a friend of hers actually found this note in the bathroom and took it in to let the teachers know. And that's when they gathered all the kids together and took them.
Seems like it might have been a false alarm, another hoax. You know, we have a middle school down here in Austin, Texas. One of my friend's children go there. I believe, and they can call me and correct me on this, I believe they had something like 5 bomb threats in 1 month. Just something crazy like this. So this isn't new, but we're certainly seeing a lot more of this. Do you intend to put your child back into a public school when they cannot protect them?
Well, that is a big concern, you know. And the thing that was really funny is my daughter and my husband and myself, we talked about it, and she said she thought it was really frightening for her because they locked them into this gym during a bomb threat, and what she was worried about, it was, you know, it's a bomb threat.
Yeah.
If the building's going to get blown up, she's going to be in it, you know, how?
Unbelievable.
You know? So you got to kind of question that. I
Almost
mean,
as if they knew that it was a hoax and they were just running the children through the routine.
Yeah, even better, they got more information or
yeah.
something, and she mentioned that the day before that there was some rumor going around that some kids were talking about doing something.
Yeah,
so,
you know, I just wouldn't put my child in public school. That's just my own opinion. And if I did, I would make sure to have all the answers I need before I let them go back into that school. That's a very traumatizing event. I hope you guys are okay. Irene,
yeah.
thank you for the report. I appreciate it. Let's go to Rich in Pennsylvania. Rich, are you with us? You're on the Alex Jones program.
Oh, yeah. I've been here for about an hour now.
Well, I just wanted
Thanks,
to check. Sir. Thank you very much for holding.
No problem. I just wanted to talk about this gun control thing. It's actually preposterous, you know. I mean, the government's implementing all these new laws. I mean, the Second Amendment shall not be questioned. It shall not be infringed. You know, there they are trying to take our guns, and they come up with these black operations, and it's just pathetic. You know, all these liberal yuppies are just like, oh, no, guns are bad.
Yeah, you know what they say. You know what they say, Rich. Well, the Founding Fathers could have never imagined an AK-47. Well, I think they would have probably liked to have some of those. But that is again putting words in their mouth, and that is using your imagination to recreate the Constitution and what the Constitution meant. I don't think it was ambiguous. I think it said just what it said, and I know why it said it. So I don't know why we have to question this. This is a constitutional amendment. I mean, let's have a con, and let's figure out a way to get Arnold Schwarzenegger, Das Gruppenführer, elected president, and then let's just ban guns. Why we do it?
I don't think so. What we'll have then is another cold April 19th morning of 1775.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. At least yeah. up here in Pennsylvania, anyway. There's a lot of gun boys out here that are not.
You guys are in big trouble in Pennsylvania. I hope you're fighting back.
I'll tell you what. Them government people come up here in Pennsylvania, it's going to be on. You know, they're going to get our guns. Sure, West Virginia style, barrel first.
Of course, you heard that Tom Ridge is going to be sitting on the committee that's going to be investigating this entire VTEC shooting.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. It's like all the rest of them do. Yeah, they know what's good for us. Yeah, okay. The government
right. I think he was the one that said duct tape and plastic. Yeah, that will be helping us if the terrorists attack us. So he's.
Yeah.
But he was, of course, your governor up there.
Thanks for the call,
Rich. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Let's go to John in New York. John, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Am I on?
You are on.
Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I have two quick comments to make. Both of them concern firearms. The first thing I want to say is to all the people out there who claim that they're going to resist the tyranny with firearms, you better make sure you got lots of ammo, lots of food, lots of water, lots of web gear, good boots, camo, and all kinds of other stuff to go with all your chutzpah.
Yeah, like I said, I saw Red Dawn again last night with Charlie Sheen, and that really reminded me of kind of the circumstances that we're in. Unfortunately, the timing was very strange to see that, but go ahead.
If you're not prepared, you've got a couple of hundred rounds stuck away with a hunting rifle or a shotgun, you're not in the game. That's real simple. You got to have thousands of rounds of ammunition. The second point I want to make is about the Second Amendment. The simplest way that I have found to address a dialogue with another individual about what the Second Amendment means is to just ask them if they took high school English. And when they very surprisingly, well, of course I took high school English, well, then ask them to conjugate the Second Amendment because it's only one sentence. And the subject is the right prepositional phrase of the people. It's very simple. All the other stuff is just added on explanation type stuff in the sentence, and it's real simple to do when you do it like that.
All right, very good call. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Fred in Maryland. Fred, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I mean they're going to continue to do these different things like the 9/11 hoax and all of the hoopla of arm is to be able to cut out freedom of speech, as well as this shooting. They're going to use that to take out our Second Amendment right. But also, I wanted to say a lot of this stuff is calculated, and I expect to see a lot more if we don't continue to speak up. And if we do continue to speak up, they'll let us go. And also, I wanted to say that 9/11, the towers were actually built on August 7th, 1968. They went down on September 11th, 2001. That is exactly 33 years and 33 days.
There you go. There's another 33. Thanks for the call. We'll come right back with our guest. Stay tuned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected. It was an inside job.
Tuning in again, folks. It is the Genesis Communications Radio Network, your first source for alternative news. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Make sure to go check out the headlines at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and do what you can to fight that info war. Joining us now is Wanda Piety. She is with the SaveAmericaFund.com. They are one of many who are alerting people to the truckers rally, to the truck out coming up here in just a few days. I welcome her to the program. Wanda, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show.
I'm Jack, and I'm sitting in for Alex today. So.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jack.
But this is a common mistake. Well, thank you for joining us. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself and about the rally.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say one thing. It's SaveAmericaFund.org, not com.
Okay.
Okay, that's important. Otherwise, people won't be able to access.
Okay.
But, yeah, the Truckers Rally is taking place nationwide in conjunction with FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They're holding a big event in Washington, D.C. on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, where it's called Radio Row, where a lot of talk show hosts and media personalities are going to be talking from or broadcasting from Lafayette Park and the Phoenix Hotel to their listeners about the, you know, anti-illegal immigration push to stop the amnesty bill that's going through our Congress right now. And when I first came up with this idea, I called FAIR and asked them, you know, would they be willing to let me sort of like hop on board what they're doing if I wanted to organize a truckers rally? And they said, absolutely, you know, we'll you know, help you in any way and we'll be completely supportive. And they have been until, I mean, they're completely on board, and they're very, very supportive, and they've been all along. But, you know, our Truckers Rally is taking place not only in Washington, D.C., but also in every state capital across the nation. And what we're asking all the truckers and concerned citizens, because this is not just for truckers alone, I've had just as many concerned citizens, you know, email me or call me and say, you know, what can I do to support the truckers? What can I do to help out? You know, how can I participate? You know, can I drive with them? You know, and things like that. So we've really turned this into a national protest rally rather than just the truckers participating. And everybody is going to be doing what we are calling a slow rolling protest around the state capitol, where they're, you know, basically just going to drive as slowly as they possibly can, but, you know, to keep moving. And, you know, bumper to bumper around the state capitol, outside of the security perimeters, you know, because there are certain security perimeters around each capitol building that we have to, respect. But, you know, anything outside of that is, you know, free game. And
sure.
So anyway, that's, and we ask everybody to carry American flags in their windows or, you know, put them on their trucks or cars. And everybody have posters and banners on their cars and trucks, and even on the tops of the truckers' trucks, you know, especially, and on cars, too. But, you know, at least if news choppers drive by, they can at least see what's going on. And
Wanda,
you know,
do you have any idea of how big the protest is going to be in D.C. or anywhere? Are there any numbers coming in? Have you had people pledge support? Do you have an idea of just how much gridlock this is going to cause, how successful it might be?
I think it's going to be incredibly successful. That's number one. But number two, we're guesstimating, and I know that this is a pretty broad range, but somewhere between 5 and maybe 10% of all the truckers in the nation to show up.
Mm.
And that, you know, I might be a little on the high side, but, from all of the information, I mean, 2 days ago on Wednesday the 18th, we had over 200,000 hits to our website in 1 day, and it absolutely collapsed the site because the broadband width couldn't,
sure.
You know, it just wasn't wide enough. We had to increase it 5 times to take all the traffic that's been coming through that site.
And what time exactly, you say this is a 3-day event, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th?
Yes.
Is there a time that you wanted to coordinate people around the country to get this slow-rolling truck protest started? Is there a time that people are just do it all day?
It's just all day from early morning until 5 p.m.
Want to stay with me if you could for a little bit here on the other side of this break, and I want to just again clarify what you guys are trying to accomplish. I want to ask you what reactions you had or what trouble you've gotten in, as the case may be. Stay tuned, folks. Deadline Live, SaveAmericaFund.org.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Free world, folks. That might be a good theme song for this truck out rally. We have Wanda Pidey on with us, and it is SaveAmericaFund.org. Is that right, Wanda? I want to make sure we got that right.
That's correct, Jack. Thanks.
Okay. I wish I had more time for you, but I'm glad we had enough time to bring you on and to let people know about this. I know, you know, a lot of truckers listen to this five-hour block of programming here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. So if they're not in this, they don't know how to get involved in it, they need more information, they can go to SaveAmericaFund.org and get all of the details that they need. I'm interested to just be real clear to our listeners here, what exactly is the goal? What are you trying to accomplish with the Truck Out Rally?
Well, it's twofold. The truckers' rally really started out because, you know, George Bush, in the end of April, he's going to be allowing 100 Mexican trucking companies to start running their trucks in America on a pilot test program to bring all of the Mexican truckers, you know, to open our borders with the North American Union and to allow all Mexican truckers and trucking companies into America.
Now, that doesn't sound like it's a very good thing to do when you're fighting an international war against terrorism.
It's not. It's absolutely antithetical to that whole ideology. I mean, it's promoting terrorism in this country is what it's doing.
And it's duplicitous
promoting terrorism and terrorist behavior in this country is what he's doing right now.
And this obviously is going to bite into, you know, what a trucker can make to support his family. It's getting harder and harder to do. We've seen this happen with the construction industry here. These, of course, are the jobs that no one else wants. Well, I'm sorry to say, you know, trucking made this country great, and so did construction, and the wages are consistently going down. I'm sure you're aware of that, Wanda. So that's a good thing. And then you said there was a second thing that you wanted to promote as well?
Well, it's the North American Union, and what you know, the bigger picture is the truckers coming into America is only a symptom of the bigger problem, and the bigger problem of the two is really the fact that the Committee on Foreign Relations, the One World Order, you know, is pushing for the North American Union, and that's where Canada, America, and Mexico would become one country, governed by an international corporate tribunal that would be making, dictating, and enforcing policy in America. No longer our government, no longer our constitution, no longer us as a sovereign nation with our own laws that govern us. We would no longer be citizens of America, of the United States,
yes,
of America. We would be citizens of nothing
and
anymore.
And we would exchange our rights for privileges, something I don't think anybody wants to see happen. What about the reactions? What about the opposition to this mass organization of this three-day truck rally?
Well, you know, we've done this through a grassroots effort, so we really haven't had any opposition yet. In fact, quite remarkably, I sent out a press release through a national press PR agency to 14,000, you know, national newsrooms across the nation. 14,000. It should have been in every single newsroom in every single
state. So the reaction has been no reaction, just to ignore the entire event.
Yeah, just to ignore it. And I've only gotten two calls from mainstream radio broadcast shows, one of which I'll be on today, you know, John and Ken's show on AM 640 AM, you know, at 4 o'clock. But that's it. They just two radio shows have been, you know, brave enough to broadcast,
yeah,
this. All the rest have just completely ignored it.
Which is par for the course. We see this happen all the time.
Yeah, but that's the state of our media. You know,
yeah,
it's completely controlled by the CFR. So
That's well put. There are a lot of instructions, so I want everybody to go to SaveAmericaFund.org if you're going to participate in this. Not to say that there are rules, but you need to act respectful. You need to put on your best face. You need to let emergency vehicles go by, not block the roadways in case there is an emergency. So there are a few suggestions in participating in the rally, but it does start the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th. Go to your nearest capital, and then, of course, the Beltway in Washington, D.C. will probably be the biggest rally. I'm hoping to get some truckers on the line live from the rally. If you know anybody that wants to come on the air with us and talk from the rally and maybe call in through cell phone while they're participating in the rally, I'd like to cover that live as it happens. Again, I wish I had more time for you, Wanda. I wish you a lot of luck. I think this is a great idea. This definitely will wake people up to the problem, and then we can start having the debate to, you know, what the solutions are, not the solutions the CFR provide for us, but of course the solutions that empower Americans here in this country. Any final comments before we let you go?
Yes. You know, for any of the people out there that don't find out about this in time to participate, you know, I would just say, please don't fret, because we've got something else planned. So just hang in there and just keep, you know, logging on to the website, SaveAmericaFund.org, because there's a lot of stuff that's being planned. So.
Well, I'm proud of you. You're fighting back, and that's exactly what we need to do. Best of luck to you, Wanda. Thank you for bringing this to our attention, and we'll monitor the situation as it moves forward. Thank you very much.
Promoting this.
You got it. SaveAmericaFund.org. Lots of more details on there. Well, we have a lot more information to impart to you. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I'm going to just take your calls till the end of the show. Before I do that, I don't want to forget, if you're living in Texas, I will be appearing in Dallas, Texas tomorrow night, the 21st of April, 2007. I will be hosting and speaking at a political art show at Nine Eyes Tattoo Studio. There's going to be a lot of music and free drink and free food, limited capacity seating. There's going to be some great political artwork there as well. This is a cultural revolution, and I'm glad to be a part of it. The event is called Thought Criminals, and you can go to 60secondape.com, 60secondape.com, or go to jackblood.com, look at my appearances page, and I'd love to see everybody up there tomorrow night up in Dallas, Texas. We love Dallas, want to keep it moving forward in the right direction, keep the info war on the front lines in Dallas, Texas. We'll need your help to do that tomorrow. This is great for those of you who love culture and love parapolitics mixed together. I'll see you all up there tomorrow night. Going back to the phones, I got Ron in New York. Ron, I got to make all these calls quick, but you're on the air.
Hello, Jack. Jack, one thing I would ask all listeners, Americans who are listening to this call to do, is to observe and be very vigilant at this period to reactions from this tragedy. Of course, I've been monitoring the news media very closely, papers, radio, television, since this occurred. And what's coming out of it is there's certain entities, political entities, that are opportunistically trying, I think, or would like to exploit this. One is, okay, Fox News, first and foremost, followed closely by MSNBC. They put out information. There's no qualification where the information comes from. I have an idea.
No, they speculate wildly, and when we try to fill in some of the blanks, we're called the conspiracy theorists. That's why I've always said I'm a conspiracy debunker, Ron. Go ahead.
They purport the information to be fact. The thing I talked to you about the last few days with adjudication, that was a speculation put out by Shepard Smith of Fox News, then perpetuated by Bill O'Reilly, which last night his appearance with an esteemed and very learned law professor was disgusting. He told him he didn't care about the law.
Yeah.
We got people out there that think these men are conservatives. These are not truly conservatives.
No, I mean, when Rush Limbaugh gets on the air, Ron, and says that the Constitution aids the terrorist and calls it the Terrorist Bill of Rights, I think we know right where they're coming from, don't we?
They're out to tear it down. And due process. They're going after due process. I don't know if people understand that, but there's a subtle undercurrent here in which they want to go after your 230-year right of due process. That's what they're really after.
Yeah. Ron, thanks for the call. I got to keep moving. You're always a great call, but we got a lot of callers that want to get in. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Tammy in Illinois. Tammy, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi there. Yes, I just wanted to call and say that Monday at 12:30, police responded to a handgun in possession of a 17-year-old at Rock Island High School in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put it in the paper till the 18th. They also said automated calls went out. A lot of parents said they didn't receive any. Also today at 10:30 a.m., Scott Community College in Iowa closed and evacuated because the words VT here today were found on the bathroom wall.
Yes, and we had the same thing happen in California. I mean, are these coordinated attacks, or is our prediction coming true that by NBC running and glorifying this shooter at Virginia Tech, we're seeing people who want to be famous all over the country, using these provocateur methods to put us all in a riotous situation? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yes, I emailed MSNBC the day that they were showing all them horrible pictures, and it was really just astounding to me that there were so many of them everywhere that you couldn't help but not open up the computer or turn on the TV or listen to the radio without hearing it and seeing all this. And also, there's also something strange going on. When we go to Prison Planet and we try to email ourselves a copy of the front page, it's now coming up, instead of just saying emailing prisonplanet.com,
right,
it comes up saying suspect emailing Alex Jones, the earth is being turned into a prison planet. Do you have any idea what the suspect part means?
I don't, and the guys over at the studio are going to have to check into that, I would think, Tammy. But that is amazing. So you're calling in with more threats More potential gun action in schools in Illinois. As you mentioned, there's some going on around the country. We had a caller earlier from Minnesota. Their children were locked up in a gymnasium due to bomb threats. 32, I believe, schools in California closed today. Schools in Texas closing. I mean, this is just an unbelievable situation. I can't even find the words to comment on it. Thank you for that update, Tammy. That needs to be included, I would think, in any story regarding this particular incident. Let's go to James in Maryland. James, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. Thanks. I was just listening to another Truth Show. Philip Glover on AM 840 at 2 p.m. Everybody should check that out. And I was wondering if you were acquainted with these facts. The unit, the CBS show The Unit last week, had a Virginia school taken over by a gunman.
No.
Yeah, the unit, it's a show. I've never seen it, but it's on CBS, and last week they had a Virginia school taken over by a gunman.
This, I believe, is the show with the former president from the TV show 24, starring Dennis Haspert, I believe is his name. They had, you're telling, I mean, this reminds me, doesn't it remind you of the Lone Gunman episode in regards to 9/11? Where they had, again, the towers attacked in a fictional scenario on Lone Gunman. And you're telling me that a show called The Unit, last week, I don't watch any of these shows, had a fictional account of a mass shooting at Virginia Tech.
Mass shooting, I don't know. What I was
a shooting.
The quote was, school taken over by gunmen. And the other piece of information is that Dennis Kucinich just called for a total gun ban.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have other people who are, I guess, somewhat interested in reinvestigating 9/11, all out calling for gun bans.
So I can't make any sense of Dennis Kucinich at all.
Yeah, he also loves the United Nations. I mean, he's got a lot of problems. But then again, he wants the liberal vote. He wants the far left liberal mind control robot radical vote, and maybe he just might get it the way he's talking. He's not getting any votes from this show, I don't think.
Well, I thank you for all of your work, Jack.
Tim in Nebraska, thank you for calling in. You were on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, back to the truck out strike thing. That website that the lady mentioned, I can't remember what it is right now, has some printable forms, and we printed a bunch of those up and took them out to a big Flying J truck stop out here.
It's SaveAmericaFund.org. Good for you. So
yeah,
you're spreading the word about the truck out.
And I couldn't believe how receptive everyone was to it. And about a fourth of them already knew about it. And I was also amazed at all the Mexican drivers that were waiting in line waiting in line for gas or diesel.
Well, we heard, I don't know if they're still doing this, a while back they were rebroadcasting our shows on CB radios for all the truckers so that they could listen to it, and a couple of truckers didn't like that. But I think, you know, in light of the information we've been putting out today and promoting the truck rally, I think they might want to rethink that. But good for you.
Yeah, it's real easy to do. People ought to get out and do it. Hey, one more thing. I want to apologize to coming up to you in Los Angeles and introducing myself while you're eating dinner.
Oh, whatever. I'm glad you did. It was great to meet all you guys out there in Los Angeles, and I'll always make time to meet the people at the rallies and events we go to. We got Alex Jones back on the line as well. Alex, thanks for checking in. What do you got?
You bet, Jack. With the sound of seagulls in the background, I call in just for the one-minute quick report. Paul Watson is putting up a story that we've been working on for 4 days. We talked to multiple witnesses, including Mr. Kazizi. I remember when he called in about a year and a half ago going, they're doing weird drills, I'm American, please don't put me in the camp. They're at the school. I've shot video of this on both sides of the country. This goes on.
You guys have got to include the mass school closures and the mass hoaxes and gunmen. Did you just hear the last caller, Alex, call in and say in The Unit they had, again, like the Lone Gunman series, had said something about a shooting at Virginia Tech a week ago and put that in their fictional TV program?
They always do it. It's a little card, a little calling card. Psychopaths always leave something. They always take a trophy, and they admit that the CIA and others go and plant these stories. And I've had, you know, high level people on from the Lone Gunman and X Files, like Dean Haglund, saying that the CIA would plant stuff on them.
And you've done stories on this that Freemasons in general have to tell you what they're going to do ahead of time, kind of a cremation of care ceremony.
Yeah, they're really high-level ones. You know, the general run-of-the-mill Masons never become even real Masons.
Yeah.
They're porch Masons. But here's the deal. we need to run down that and confirm. Anybody, there's too much happening. We can't keep track of it all. Write emails. Write articles. We're posting them. Send them to Aaron at Infowars.com, to Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Help us hit every angle. Help us write an article, listeners, about the history of gun control and all the carnage and what's happened and all the disarmed victims, and then all the examples of people that have been armed and stopped these type of events. Help us. We're fighting for the Second Amendment. We're fighting for America. You know, I'm literally on my 2-day vacation. I'm fighting it right now here with Jack. But Paul's going up with a big exclusive. We have it confirmed from multiple sources, including police officers, medical workers, and others that I've talked to, that Matt Cazese has talked to, that there was federal control. The feds ordered the stand down. That is absolutely huge, just like they did with Columbine. Regardless, they're now culpable for most of the deaths. When this story goes out in the next few hours, and it's nighttime over there, but Paul's working on Friday night at, you know, 8 o'clock at night right now, Get it out to everybody, folks. I know I say this every day now. I didn't used to say this once a month, and you'd respond when I said it. But things are moving faster and faster, quicker and quicker. You've all got to put out the maximum effort right now, because the New World Order, we've got them cornered. We're becoming more effective. They're becoming more aggressive. We're in the fight, but we're not winning right now. Both sides are, you know, bloodied. So when this story comes out on PrisonPlanet.com the next few hours, concerning the feds ordering the stand down and the Blacksburg black op, we also need to get that photo of him in the Marine Corps ROTC in the black op mask, literally in a Marine Corps black op mask. We need to get this out to everybody and find out who the Caucasian is with him. Jack, thanks for doing the show. Final segment's coming up.
Thank you, Alex. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information.
Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, final segment today on the Alex Jones Show. Again, I've been Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. I should be back on the sitting in for Alex on Monday as well. My show follows the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time on this very network. Michael Parenti scheduled to be our guest today. Also, Deb from Free Shoes Posse talking about 9/11 citizens grand juries. We've got a lot of information. I'll also get into on our program this Ismail Axe information. We have some astounding information I'm going to open up the show with just after this program and after the top of the hour propaganda news break, as we call it. I'm on MySpace. You can find me there, jackbloodforum.com. You can find us over there, jackblood.com. Uncoverthenews.com is our daily news service. I hope you'll check them all out. I appreciate Alex giving me the opportunity to plug all those things. Going right back to the phones, we've got to do rapid fire here. Everybody can get something on the record if we can get to everybody. I'll go to Paula in Florida first. Paula, quick comment. Set the record straight.
Yeah, hi, hon. I just got some good news for you. There's something being done about all these psychotropic drugs. The government up there in Washington, reps are doing something about it right now. And he told me know exactly what was going on, you know, with these drugs and what they were doing to everybody. We got a hold of the hospitals. We got a hold of the VA. We got a hold of the pharmacies and told them to get these people off this stuff as quickly as possible.
Good. That's a big part of this story. And, of course, George W. Bush saying we need to be out on the lookout for people who have bad behavior. We got to turn them in. that's real nice. Thank you, George W. Tim is in, where is he, Nebraska? Tim, thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I already talked to you just a little bit ago. I was left on, so I'm still listening.
All right, did you have something to add here? We're almost out of time, Tim.
No, good show.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Let's go to Kyle in Iowa. Kyle, thank you for joining us. Say that three times fast. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I got a quick New World Order question for you. I'm new to the whole 9/11 truth thing, and I've been studying the New World Order intensely as of late. I got a question for you. I had heard Alex on, I think it was on YouTube, I watched him say something about how we're planning on going to Iran, Syria, and then China. And I also understand that there's a Chinese...
Don't forget Egypt and Saudi Arabia. I hate to tell them over there that they're also on the target list. We've seen the white papers. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I understand that there's a Chinese faction of the Illuminati based off the Li family bloodline. I'm assuming they're in power over there in China right now. Now, my question is if we're planning on going over to China, is that an example of Illuminati infighting, if you will, or is that a smokescreen?
Yes. Yeah, the middle managers, the matrix moles, as I like to call them, are constantly set upon. They're constantly made to fight themselves. It's a divide-and-rule philosophy coming from who I call the neo-pharaohs. These are the money people and the royalty, the divine right to rule group who have been in charge, in my opinion, for many, many years. So it's infighting, but it's also part of the program. I mean, order out of chaos. You've heard that term before. And Russia, China, the Pope, England, the new potential prime minister of England, the Bush family, Clintons, they all call for a new world order. In fact, we had a clip of Barack Obama on David Letterman the other night, also calling for world order, new world order. So on that plan, anyway, they agree, but they do disagree on a number of things. It's easy to get them to fight each other, and of course, who's going to pay for that? That's me and you. The cheerleaders are out selling us a war we can't afford, putting up our resources as collateral for these wars. This has been done for millennia, and specifically for the last couple of hundred years. I hope that answered your question. It was a big question, and we didn't have time for a long answer. I apologize that we didn't get to everybody else. You're welcome to call into my program following this show Monday through Friday. I thank you for joining us, folks. Get out there, fight the New World Order, and remember, be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.